following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Eyes, Magistrat.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Star Wars Cantina.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink.
Sorry about the mess.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
All right, we're joined in the cantina by the one and the only lovely Shannon McRandall. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, some of you out there listening may be wondering, I've heard that name, Shannon McRandall. And Shannon is actually the real-life model and the hand-picked by Lucasfilm physical representation of Mrs. Luke Skywalker, Mara Jade. So it's very cool to have you with us. And can you give us an idea of how in the world did this start? Now, you were, you know, a model before. How did you end up being a real-life character in the Star Wars universe?
You know, it's not even that exciting. They just did a casting call. I suppose a lot of people will remember Decipher Games, who did the Star Wars collectible card game years ago, had the idea to do a real-life picture of Mara because she's always been kind of whatever that artist pictured her as. So there was no other than red hair and green eyes. She could have been anybody.
Right.
And Decipher went to Lucasfilm with that, and they said, hey, great idea. So Decipher just did a casting call, and luckily Decipher was in my area. So it wasn't real hard for me to get there.
Excellent.
And I just happened to walk in and see what they wanted. You know, they were very specific, 5'9", red hair, green eyes, athletic but thin, still girly. So
right.
I kind of walked in and was just what they had in mind.
Now, when they put out the casting call, did they actually have all those things in there and you were reading it going, this is me? Or was it something where they just did an open casting call and you just fit the bill?
Well, I got in a little before the open one because a photographer I knew was shooting it, and they, of course, gave him the mock-up with all the different pictures of her over the years. And he goes, wait a minute, I know a girl that looks like this. You want to talk to her? So I ran in and met them and just worked out from there.
So your initial meeting, was that with Decipher or was that with Lucasfilm?
That was with Decipher.
Okay.
They met me and thought, okay, she's nice. She can actually walk and talk at the same time, and she's what we have in mind. But then, of course, they had to put it across George's desk. You know, you don't do anything in that world without pretty much his specific approval.
Is that right? I'm aware that a lot of these decisions go right to the top, but that's interesting. So, I mean, of course, this wasn't just any decision. This was literally, I mean, without a film, was casting a major character in the expanded universe. Did you have any idea who this character was before you got the gig?
Well, as soon as I got the little call that said, hey, you want to come in for this casting, I had no clue. I mean, I was a fan of the original movies, but not... I didn't really know anything about the expanded universe. I'd heard of it, but that was my, you know, knowledge on the whole subject. So I went to a comic book store down here where I live and at the beach and went in and said, hey, I've got this casting. Who is Mara Jade? And the guy handed me like three comic books and said, here you go. So I just went home and read those and found out about Tim Zahn's novels, of course. So I read as much of the first one as I could. And when I walked in, I had a pretty good idea of who she was. I think that probably impressed them a little too.
Well, that's cool. Did you wear anything specific that kind of said Star Wars, or what instructions were you given as far as a wardrobe, or did they put you in something?
Absolutely nothing. I didn't have to. I mean, it was summertime. I had on a sundress, I think. It wasn't anything.
Right.
They just needed to see that I, you know, wasn't hiding 3 tons of fat under a girdle somewhere. I mean, they, you know what I mean? They wanted a specific body type, which I don't think I need to mention.
We gotcha. We gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. She's a girly girl. And then they had mocked up what the first outfit would look like, so I knew it would be the black leather, you know, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely no. I mean, it didn't really matter. And as soon as they said yes, I went for fittings with the costumer that they had hired, which was actually amazing because we have a fantastic kind of a theater system here. I mean, the opera, the theater, the small theater, everything here is just, we're a very artistic area. So Virginia Stage Company, which puts on productions, huge productions regularly, was hired to design the wardrobe. So I just went in and they took the measurements and we had a few fittings and, I mean, it was really great.
Wow, that's very cool.
So it was a one of a kind.
So how long did the process take from the very first time, you know, you went in and met with the folks till you found out that you were going to go down in Star Wars history?
probably about 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, they had to send everything over to Lucasfilm, and then it had to come back, you know, make its way back, and they had to figure out exactly what it was they wanted to do. You know, once they hired me, of course, that changed things a little bit, too, because they had everything mocked up a certain way, and then once we got in and had fittings and talked and, you know, I learned more about her, it changed a little bit, but... I guess 2 months, because I think I went in August, and then whenever DecipherCon was that year was the first convention, and of course everything had already started coming out.
Now, had you ever been to a convention like this before?
Not science fiction, but yes, I lived in Vegas for about 4 years,
uh-huh.
So I worked the convention circuit there. I was not a newcomer to conventions. I also worked a whole bunch of the cigar aficionado events years ago, so the convention thing was nothing new, but yes, the Star Wars gaming convention thing was something. They probably could have prepared me a little bit better for the first time.
Well, we're gonna get into that in just a second, but what was your first official gig then as Mara Jade? Do you remember what the card was or what the photo was?
The first one was the one in the black outfit with the lightsaber.
Okay.
And it was the dark side card for that game. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember which game pack it was in.
Okay.
But it was that first photo, that one that everybody has or knows.
And how
like
many
the comic book.
And how many photos have you had as Mara Jade?
Oh my goodness. I think that we did 1, 2, 3. I want to say it was 4 photo shoots for everything,
mm-hmm.
because when Wizards picked it up just a couple years ago, they called and said, we'd like you to shoot this for us. That picture, of course, wasn't as good as the first one, simply because they waited until 4 days before I had my second child. You know, I wasn't happy. I literally went into labor like a day later.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I kept waiting for it during the photo shoot.
Well,
I mean, you can't tell it in the picture, but I certainly don't, you know. There's a reason it's only from the bust up.
I was going to say, you know, Lucasfilm, they're masters of the computer-generated alterations, you know. They can...
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
If they can remove Natalie Portman's limp in episode 1, they can remove the pregnant belly. But you said it was just it was bust up, right?
Yeah, okay. It sure was. The one in the black cape. Yep.
Well, now that the you know, the expanded universe is kind of it's really new terrain for some of the different licensees like Hasbro and Gentle Giant.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to actually see your face in some of these incarnations, like the Gentle Giant bust?
Oh, I love that. That was really just fantastic. They had done the scan of me at a San Diego Comic-Con a few years ago, and it said, you know, there's no, like, time that we're going to do this. There's, you know, no time frame. There's really no plan to make Amara, but we would love to if we ever get the chance.
Hmm.
So down the road a little bit, I guess, gosh, maybe 2 years after they scanned me, I got a little email that said, hey, did you know? And, of course, I contacted them and, you know, got one and went and signed it. And, what, you know, how much fun. But, wow, no, I had no idea. And it's amazing to see it. I have one sitting on my bookshelf at home here, and it just, it kills me how wonderful it is. So I guess you can't really prepare for that.
Probably not. So what was the scanning like? Was it,
was it like
getting an MRI or something? That's kind of what I pictured.
Oh, I think it was work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, in an MRI, if you sneeze, you know, they'll just reshoot the picture.
Right.
I've had a couple of those, but with this, I was just terrified to move. I didn't want them to have to start it all over again. You have to sit really, really still in the middle of this bubble, I guess, this big container. It looks like a big lunchbox or something. And it's not so nerve-wracking, I guess, when they do your body. The thing goes around and scans your body. It takes a few minutes, but then they get right into your face. And, like, I don't know, 2 inches from your nose. And they say, don't breathe, don't blink.
Don't breathe, don't blink. Okay, all right.
So as soon as they tell you that, of course.
Oh, right,
you know,
right.
You're like, oh, gosh, yeah. I can't blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, so don't swallow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now make a mean face. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so
it was something.
So you've had the photographs, obviously, on the cards, and then the bust. What are some other Mara inspired, or I should say Shannon inspired Mara products that people can see?
Well, my two favorite things, just because of the artwork, I think are amazing. The Star Wars Union comic book that has, it's, you know, all four of them together.
Right.
The front cover of that has Luke and Mara getting married. And just down below it, it has the two of them in their more traditional Jedi clothing, not in the wedding dress. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous drawing. So I love that one. And then the cover of Rebirth, when they had her on the front with Luke and she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That's just beautiful. You can't see the whole piece of art on the novel, but I saw the art. It was on auction at one of the conventions, and someone I knew bought it, and so I got to see the whole thing, and she's pregnant, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, a pretty picture of me, not just Mara, but it's just so wonderful.
Well, see, there you go. Now you could have used that time when you were pregnant for the...
I know. They didn't think of that. I know. I told him they should have gotten a couple shots of me pregnant to hold on to in case it ever came up again.
Now, do you get calls from some of the Star Wars illustrators for additional photo reference of you?
I have a couple of times. The last time would be the Quizzle game that just came out not that long ago. It's a puzzle game thing that you put together.
Okay.
The more pieces that you put together, the more characters you find, and I guess, I don't know, if you name all the characters first, you win, but it's a puzzle, Quizzle.
Okay, right.
I'd never heard of it. But yes, the artist did contact me and say, do you have any more? I wanted to try to do something new. So yeah, a couple of times here and there, which is just kills me every time. It's so flattering, because they don't have to do that. There's nothing that says that they have to use me as Mara.
Right.
So it's just so nice when they do that.
Well, and then you'd mentioned earlier that you had your very first outing, public appearance as Mara. Now, when was that?
The first one would have been that DecipherCon that year. So
99 or something?
99.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And you said, we do our research. We have crack research here at the Forcecast.
I see that.
You said that you didn't feel that you were really prepared for that. Or that you weren't properly prepared. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I knew it was a gaming convention, and I knew it was kind of like their, you know, World Series poker event, you know, for card gamers. So I knew that part, and I knew they were waiting for me to come in and sign their little pictures. The cards hadn't officially been released yet, so I knew that much. But I didn't know how fanatical some of the kids were, just because they love the game, they love Star Wars. So they were just, oh my gosh, they were on edge. I walked in the door and everybody goes, there she is. And I signed for hours. That part I was not prepared for. I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, it was a good thing though, right?
Oh, of course. Oh my gosh, yeah. What nice people. And I always say that when people ask, what about the fans? I've been to a lot of conventions now, so I've seen a lot of different types of fans, Star Trek, vampires, you know, all sorts of crazy, I mean, just really off-the-wall stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that we're very lucky with a lot of the Star Wars people that they are, or they seem to be a little more educated, a little nicer, a little more family-oriented, and it's just such a nice group of people. I've had very few bad experiences, and most of them, I mean, all the thousands of people I've met the last few years, I'd say 99% are just really good people. So I've been very lucky with that.
Well, that's true, and you're absolutely right, and it's nice that you see that, because Pete and I have only been doing this show. I mean, we've been Star Wars fans our whole lives, but we've only been doing this show and kind of in the public realm of Star Wars fandom for the last few months, and people are just extraordinarily nice, and you're getting
oh,
emails from all over the world, and it's amazing just how global this is. So have you ever gone outside the U.S. for a convention?
Oh yeah, I've done, oh my goodness, 2 in Japan, 1 in Australia. I've been to Germany. Oh my goodness, a bunch of times.
So how would you compare the fans in the U.S. to fans worldwide? Are they very similar? There's kind of a common thread, or?
I'd say most of them are pretty similar until you get to Japan, and then that is the fan and fanatical. They love their Star Wars. There is a bar in Tokyo called the Cantina that I've been to.
Very
that
cool.
You thought that you had just walked into the movie, but they treat everything that way. I've never seen so many custom toys and one-of-a-kind pieces of artwork. And I mean, these people pour their lives into what they love. So it's really different. You walk down the street and there are hordes of people lined up taking your picture, just waiting in line for your autograph. You know, and I always say I'm the bottom rung on the entire Star Wars food chain, you know, the whole ladder. I'm the first step down there, which, you know, fantastic.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of fans that would disagree with you there. I think there are a lot of...
Well, you know, one of the bad things that I've heard, the few bad things is, well, she wasn't even in a movie. And I hear that kind of whispered every now and then, and I'm like, well... But who wouldn't have said yes to the job?
Oh, sure.
I mean, I would have been insane to say, oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that because I'm not in the movie.
Well, you know, neither was that person in line saying that in a Star Wars movie either. So,
well, it's just silliness. But,
yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is it's just so amazing. And every time you go someplace else, you think you've seen it all, and there's another person that, you know, just lives and dies by Star Wars, and it's... I just sometimes can't even believe it. Like Mexico, I just never in my life would have guessed that there are so many Mexican Star Wars fans. I didn't know. Just never, you know. I mean,
I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, it's amazing when Pete and I started doing this, and you get these emails from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you're right about Japan. That's interesting because it seems like with Japan, the Star Wars fans are really, really into it, yet they don't feel that there are a lot of outlets for it. So when a convention comes around or a show comes on the web or something, boy, do they jump on it.
And they do.
They're very, very passionate.
And the toys. The first Mara Jade toy, that one from years and years ago, I can't even remember what year it was put out, the one they sold at Walmart and they just had a few of, it was horrible. Not because it was not me. I don't mean that at all. But it wasn't a good toy. We've come so far, like, with the scanning.
Right.
But they're so much better now. That thing was just one of the ugliest toys I've ever seen. And I probably signed 1,000 of them.
Are you talking about the first Mara Jade action figure that Hasbro did? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a man, baby. It wasn't. it wasn't a good toy.
They struggle still with Carrie Fisher's likeness over at Hasbro to this day. She still kind of looks like a man when they do her.
Well, you know, though, she was very beautiful back when she did Star Wars, but she did have a few kind of masculine features, and I imagine that when you translate that, sometimes it doesn't translate so well.
Maybe it gets exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, rumor has it that, like we were talking about, the Expanded Universe is finally fair game for a lot of the big Lucasfilm licensees, and Hasbro is, of course, one of those, and they've already started releasing Expanded Universe figures, and rumor has it that we're going to see a Mara Jade, a new Mara Jade. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. And, you know, you guys will know before I do. It just works out that way, because once you've kind of signed off on them using your image, they don't have to ever tell you anything again. I mean, stuff comes out kind of randomly. I didn't know about the cover of Rebirth until my daughter and I were Christmas shopping, and I saw it at Walden Books. You know, 1,000 of them in the store. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me.
it's really funny. I remember reading an interview with Hayden Christensen after episode 3 came out. Mm-hmm. And he said the weirdest thing was just, you know, going back home to his hometown up in Canada and going to the grocery store with his mom, and his face is everywhere on a bag of chips, on a, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And is that strange then? I guess it would be.
It is. And, you know, of course, those people, it's on such a huge level, all right. The things that come out. You know, I can't imagine what that must be like, but they really don't say anything to me unless they actually need me for something. You know, you'll get an email or a phone call, and by the way, your figure's coming out next week, and we'd like you to sign it.
The joke was Carrie Fisher once said that every time she looks in the mirror, she owes George Lucas $5.
I wish that were true for me. I would so love to be able to say that. But I just got paid a regional modeling rate for, you know, the hours that I put in. There was no huge sum of money ever, believe me, that ever exchanged hands in any way. The only way that I've made money other than photo shoots and, you know, directly doing conventions like C3 or C2 or Star Wars, Mexico, things like that, the official things that you obviously get paid for. Mm-hmm. You get a flat rate for being there. Mm-hmm. The only other way is to go to conventions and, you know, people wait in line and get your autograph. And that's not a lot of money, because I don't think people should pay that much to have my autograph. It just cracks me up. So, I mean, absolute bare minimum. There's never been any.
Well, you know, and it's not just an autograph and that people are looking for. It's an experience.
Yes, it is.
And a moment.
It really is.
With somebody. And it's you're such a delightful person, and I'm sure that the people that walk away are it's more than just a piece of paper or a photograph.
I hope so. I hope that the ones that have sat there and whispered, but she's not in the movie, ew, have walked away going, oh, but she was so nice. Okay, I get it. It's all right. And I know that's kind of how Tim Zahn felt the first time he met me. He took a look at me and went, that's just not what I had in my head, because he told me that.
Did he really?
He said, yes, he did. He was being very honest. But then he spent an hour with me, and he's like, all right, I see it. It's good.
Well, if you've got his blessing, I mean, between he and George Lucas, you're A-OK.
I hope that's for sure. So, you know, because like I said, they don't have to use me. I think a few people might be upset because they've gotten used to me being Mara, but, you know, they don't have to do that. I'm not an actress. I will not be in any TV show. I am not in any TV show, so, you know, no one, that whole thing. but they could very well eventually use her in something that I am just not capable of doing.
Right.
You know, especially if they go back and use her younger. I'm almost 40. I can't, you know, 19 isn't possible anymore.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, I mean, with the way the Expanded Universe works, and particularly the book covers, the Del Rey book covers, and in some cases the comics as well, you know, they're taking, if you look at a picture of Mark Hamill today, he's looking like that in the Expanded Universe, you know, current timeline.
He is.
So that, you know, you're able to age. There's nothing wrong with that. Mara Jade's gonna get older. But so, as going to these conventions, it's not just fans that you get to meet. You actually get to meet some of the stars of Star Wars also.
I probably met most everyone who does the conventions. Of course, there are a few people who really don't. You know, they're a little bit above and beyond that. There's just no possible way you could, you know. Harrison Ford, for instance.
Yeah, I was just going to mention Harrison Ford.
Exactly.
Yeah, we
know.
We have a love-hate relationship with Harrison Ford here at the Force Cast. Harrison Ford and Ewan McGregor, those are the two that we love to give a hard time because they won't show up to these things. But
they don't need to either. And I mean, if people wait 8 hours in line to get Carrie Fisher's autographs at, you know, C2, they probably wait in line 4 or 5 days to get Harrison Ford.
Oh, sure.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
The whole dilemma.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like even if he was willing to do it.
Right.
How do you police it? What do you do? It'd have to be a lottery to get in.
You can't do it, and somebody's going to be upset or angry. Something's going to happen. So right. I completely understand why, you know, someone like that wouldn't do it. And it took forever to get Mark to do it. I mean, he said for so many years, no Star Wars, no Star Wars. And then the last couple of years, he's been on board. So that's amazing.
Well, and that's great. And you actually, if folks go to Shannon's website at shannonmcrandall.com, we'll have the link on our show notes to direct you there. You have a photo of yourself with Mark Hamill.
Yes, a not very good one. And I never take my camera, so it's whatever people send me that they've, you know, in the audience that
right.
they've taken. I'll post them, or my webmaster posts them up there, and it's really all I've got in my scrapbook. But it was a not very kind thing that they did to him. He was at the same convention I was at. Well, not in a really bad way, but we were at the same convention in New Jersey, one of the first ones that he said, okay, I'll do a Star Wars thing. But he also said that he didn't want to talk too much about Star Wars. He wanted to talk about all the other things he's been doing and, you know, has coming up, that kind of thing. And
right.
I hadn't met him backstage, behind the scenes. We just had different schedules. And I'm like, gosh, you know, I will die if I'm at this thing and I don't get to meet him. This
right.
is just not fair. So they took me into his talk. I think it was on Saturday. He had this, you know, big talk that he was giving to everybody in the auditorium. And they sat me up front. And eventually someone asked, well, what do you think about your Star Wars wife? And he said, well, I've seen a picture of her, and she's really hot. But no, I don't know her. And everyone in the audience knew I was sitting there and burst into laughter. And I mean, oh, my goodness. And, of course, then they said, well, have her up. Get her up there. She's right there. So I went up on stage and, you know, shook hands and gave him a hug, and people took pictures. And it was just to catch him off guard like that was funny, but, you know, kind of not nice. But we just knew, you know, everyone knew.
Well, I could think of worse things than standing on a stage and hugging you and getting my picture taken.
Oh, no, I know. But, you know, his wife was sitting right behind me, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, but you know what? No one at that convention cares about her.
Oh, no.
In my
no.
mind, in Pete's mind, and everyone else, you're his wife.
Yeah, they wanted that picture, you know, that never before and maybe never again.
Absolutely.
Real life photograph.
Absolutely. And that's very cool. That's very
cool.
It
was wonderful that they got me in and had me meet him like that. But he was also really a charming person. You know, I didn't know what to expect because, like I said, he hadn't done anything Star Wars in so long. You kind of hear things like, oh, you know, he's snobby, or he, you know, he's not very grateful for what Star Wars gave him, or he hasn't done so well since.
No, that's
then.
Harrison Ford.
Well, none of that was true at all. He just went in different directions, and he was just so charming, and his talk was wonderful. You know, I can't think of one bad thing to say about him.
He is an extraordinarily interesting guy. If you ever get a chance to see the A&E biography of him, it's absolutely wonderful, and he really does love being an actor, and that's very cool.
Yes.
So, Shannon, what is the best thing about being Mara Jade?
Oh, my goodness. I guess the best thing about having had this job is, of course, being able to travel around the world, you know, 2 or 3 times and meeting everyone and seeing everything. You know, who would have thought that I would ever be standing on Mount Fuji or, you know, seeing the Gold Coast or things like that? They're just not things I probably would have done on my own.
Or hugging Mark Hamill.
Single mom. What was that?
Is it or hugging Mark Hamill?
Yeah, you know, when I was 7, I probably would have just been dizzy over that. Now that, I guess, what was I, like 34 at the time? I was a little more, you know, even keeled about the whole thing. As far as the people I've met, though, I don't think anybody's ever made me nervous, but it's been kind of exciting. You know, oh my gosh, I've watched them my whole life, and now I get to meet them. That part's kind of cool.
Yeah.
but I'm also not, I don't think I've ever met anyone, even being in Vegas all those years, working at the hotels and conventions and things, you meet lots of people. I've never really been weak in the knees over anybody. So that might just be the way I am, but that's probably been the most amazing thing.
So what's coming up? What do you have in the store for this? This is a big year, the 30th anniversary of Star Wars.
It is, and I'm not sure if I'm going to the next convention or not, the big one. I've gotten lots of emails, and of course they know I'd like to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But the word is that they are trying so hard to get as many of the big guys as they can get there. So, you know, the little guys like me, we're kind of at the bottom of the list, which I understand, and that's fantastic for the fans. You know, the more of the big, big, big actors that they can get there, what a great experience for everybody going. But we'll see. I mean, they haven't said no by any means. They just said, you know, wait and see. And then, of course, there's the one in Europe this year, too.
Right.
The Celebration Europe. So we're waiting. We'll see.
What's the best way that fans, if they want to drop you a line, what's the best way to keep in touch with you?
If you just go to the website, like you said, shannonmcrandall.com, there is a direct email link. And I apologize right now that I don't check it every day. But with three, and I just got a puppy, and this house is a complete madhouse. So I get to my email a couple of times a week, and I check it. Also, there's an address. If anybody has anything that they want signed, I am more than happy, as long as they put return postage, to sign it and send it back, including the bus. I haven't had any problem yet with people getting them here broken or anything.
Oh, okay.
They've all gotten back. So please tell them not to go out and spend $250 to get, you know, buy something that's been signed. It's ridiculous. You can spend $5 on return postage, and I will sign it.
That's...
as long as it's an official thing. I mean, I'm not going to...
Right.
I've gotten a few things people have sent and said, can you sign this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, this is crazy.
This is power of attorney. I'm not going to sign this.
No. As a matter of fact, I will write you back and tell you that and tear it up. Don't send me those things. But yes, anything that's official Star Wars, please send it. Or, you know, if you have any requests, we do lots of them. Oh my goodness. That's Lily.
Oh, sounds like he's feeling better.
she's feisty. We do lots of charity things. You know, if you have some event that's really in need of a little bit of help and you need some photos, that kind of thing, I'm always happy to do that. So, yeah, just the email or the address.
Well, that's great. And Shannon, thank you so much for, I know that this was kind of a hectic day for you, and thank you very much.
They're all hectic.
But
trust me.
We can't thank you enough for being here, and at the request, again, of a member of our forums, please have Shannon McRandall, please have Shannon McRandall. And, of course, our good friend, Jovial Jay, Jay Shepherd, who set this up. We thank
that's
you
great.
Very, very much, and wish you
thank
all the best, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
I hope so. Well, thank you so much, and it's also been a pleasure. I hope everything turns out great.
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.